dead sounds like an obituary.
Urge to visit my hometown. I'm sure that all my cousins will try to track me down. My heart says go, my head says no, it's best to stay away. But if I appear, I'm sure to hear all those jerk-offs say,
"Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny,
was my cousin, he couldn't make his bail. I was talking to his father, he said let him rot in jail. But I pitied his poor mother, she said I was a prince. I paid his bail, he's out of jail, I ain't seen the fuck.
Hey cousin Vinny, yo cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny, yo cousin Vinny,
my cousin Rose got married, she said they'd all be there. And they would love to see me as if I fucking cared. They ate, they drank, they danced all night. My cousins had their fill. And when it all was over, you could guess who paid the bill.
Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, it ain't that long, you must remember me. Your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny,
oh please,
your cousin Vinny,
oh Vinny, Vinny, Vinny.
Hey, with your cousins, with your family. Hey, with your cousins, with your family.
Thanks, Joe. That song just fits perfect for my intro. You know what I mean? I've been playing it for 3 years. But 250,000 people heard it. So, you're welcome. You're very welcome. Well, like I said, you're listening to The Wise Guy and the Lady. Now, guess who I am? I'm the lady. No, I'm the wise guy. And Lee Feldman is the
How's
lady.
My voice today? How's my voice today?
Your voice sounds terrific.
It's not all back yet, though.
No, it isn't, but it sounds great. It sounds good. It sounds, it'll work. Here. Hey, you're lucky you don't talk like this.
No, D. Janine. You're going to get what?
What do you say?
I don't know. Something about Janine's bad back.
Having problems understanding your Italian neighbors and coworkers?
Yo, vieni qua, before I smack you.
Hey, you. Come here.
Now, from the makers of Hooked on Ebonics, it's Hooked on Pisonics.
Hey, don't bust my Paulines.
Stop giving me a hard time.
Forget about it. The Vosnigo's for nothing.
That's okay. you may have the basil for free.
Learn how to communicate more effectively with Hooked on Pisonics.
Hey, boss, let me get a super-side, fresh mozzarella, gabagool on semolina.
Semolina.
Give me the real provolone.
Not that fake
Sir, may I have a ham and cheese sandwich on a long piece of bread? Oh, and sir, could you top that with a well-aged provolone?
Mingara, Maron, that broad, faccia, brute.
Oh my, that lady is unattractive.
It's true. We do need to find new ways to bridge the gap between all the different cultures that have gathered in this fine country of ours. Hooked on Pisonics will send you on your way to more fulfilling, satisfying communications.
My gobble cell. I want crispy, and I don't want no pignol in my brajol.
I prefer my baked goat's head well done, and please don't put pine nuts in my slow-cooked rolled pork held together with a string.
Hooked on Pisonics. Make it work for you today.
See, Lee? Lee, you're lucky. You could have a voice like me.
That's true.
You could have
but,
a voice like me.
You're talking all that food. It's Passover, and no bread for me for 8 days.
Well, I don't eat too much bread. I eat the Italian bread, especially when I got broccoli rabe. And I should do a cooking show. I should. I really. On the Food
I've always
Network.
Told you to do those contests on TV. You should try to enter one of those things.
Yeah,
I told you to look into them. You love those shows.
I got to tape it. Submit it. Well, you taught me how to do that somewhat. I should.
You're getting there.
Yeah, but it's hard to cook. And I can't have anyone, no one to cooperate with me. People hate to help other people get on TV or get a show or get a segment. People just don't do that. They're just as soon as get on their knees before they do that. It's just something about it. Nobody helps. But it's all right. No problem. I'm happy the way I am.
Okay.
Happy. I mean,
okay.
Things could be worse. That could be like Prince.
Yeah, it's like every week we talk about three famous deaths. What is going on? Every week.
I don't know, especially him. I mean, he was supposed to be like the coolest
57.
Of the coolest.
Well. They're doing the autopsy, but it'll take today. They did it this morning, I think, but it'll be a couple of weeks, they said, for the results. But they found, can you imagine being found in an elevator dead? Jeez.
Well, experience. Now, I don't work one-tenth of this as hard as these superstars, and we complain about 14-hour days, 15-hour days. They work actually 24 hours a day.
That's right.
24 hours a day. They are exhausted. They are burnt out from the minute they get up to the minute they go to bed. I pressure people just bothering them, and say they take a pain reliever, an anxiety pill.
That's
instant death. I mean,
a lot of
celebrities for a while were taking a bath and drowning. A normal person would say,
We saw them drugged out, and we saw them boozed out. We saw a lot of them drunk on the set.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
But, it don't work. When you burn two candles on both ends, you're going to get burnt.
Yeah. Well, that other person that died, China, I think her name was, the wrestler, she was the ninth wonder of the world. She passed away at 45, and she was found again unresponsive in her apartment. So here's another celebrity. Fight it, you know?
Well,
at 45.
You know what happens?
They're not saying.
They can't go to, they have problems sleeping because, only because their minds are going 24 hours a day. They're worried about this appearance, that appearance, what they're going to do. And they take a pain pill, or they take a sleeping pill. And they can't do it. They cannot do it. The body just shuts down. And it's a very sad thing. Look at how old he was. He was 57 years old.
57
years old.
See, now I don't mind it when you get someone like Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond. She lived a full life. She was a successful actress. No, that's the way it should be.
Yeah. Well, that's old school. They don't believe in taking any of that shit.
Seems to be more the younger generation.
Well, they want to take medication. They want to take a pill to get their dick hard. They want to take a pill to not eat. Remember when that was going on for a while? The pills and not to eat?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, today, you're supposed to eat jelly beans.
Oh, really?
Today is Jelly Bean Day, and I posted a picture of Ronald Reagan with his jelly beans. Remember, he used to have a crystal jar. Now, it's my dad's birthday in 5 days, and it made me think because my father was doing that before Ronald Reagan was. And he'd bring everybody jelly beans. Jelly beans, and he had 30-pound boxes of jelly beans in the trunk of his car.
Well, my old girlfriend, Susan, she's on Facebook. She used to get those jelly beans before they were in, you know, the fancy flavored jelly beans?
Yep.
They haven't been around. They've been around about 40 years. And
yeah, remember you saw them all when we went to It's Sugar, when we went to the candy store.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
The walls of all those jelly beans.
Well, she used to buy them all the time. She used to buy all that weird stuff.
Well, jelly beans aren't weird. Yeah.
No, they were good. They were the real good flavored watermelon. Lemonade,
yep.
Chocolate. Oh, I used to like them. I could just eat them and eat them and eat them and eat them. So, Doris, Everybody Loves Raymond. Do you have a little jingle?
Yeah, I have a little jingle. Here it goes.
It's Raymond. And he hates his family. His whole damn family. When they bump over to say hi, he wishes it were goodbye. Because it's Raymond, and he hates his family. His old damn family. Soon they'll die.
Okay.
Did you watch that all the time? Everybody Loves Raymond. A lot of people liked it. I didn't bother with it.
I didn't like it too much.
Yeah.
Well, she did a lot of things. She appeared on a lot of things.
Yeah,
no, correct. She did a lot of commercials too.
No, that's where the money is. That's
yes,
where the money
is.
Yeah. And I don't know if you noticed on the I tried to get a print. You know, I have a bunch of Prince's pictures in our show. And I couldn't get it to come up first on the post. And I got that crazy picture, the Kurt Schilling picture with the boobs. So I was sorry about that with the man dressed in women's clothing. We should have a thing on how we have to talk about that, too, on would you what would you do as far as a bathroom is concerned?
A bathroom.
The bathroom, whether you would allow anybody in it, you know, with the transgenders people, the whole thing where he got kicked
here's
out.
Here's my look on the bathroom. The bathroom should be, you use the bathroom that you were born with, as. If you were born as a man, you use a man's bathroom. If you were born as a woman, you use a woman's bathroom. None of that. I mean, the way they have it set up now, if I feel like going in the woman's bathroom, I could.
Why not? I mean, Caitlyn Jenner, what's wrong? She's dressed like a woman now. She can. Why couldn't she go into a woman's bathroom if she chose to?
She got a dick.
But who's going to sit there and check?
Well, then why can't I go in?
You can.
Well, I ain't going to try it. They'll lock my fucking ass up.
You're lucky, you're probably right.
But, you know, Jesus Christ, they're cutting people's heads off. They're robbing people. They're beating up old ladies. They're beating up old men. They're hitting people with cars and running them over, leaving them left in the street. And people want to squawk about what fucking bathroom to use. Come on, man. Wake up, fucking world.
But to lose your job over that post, I don't know. I don't know if I want to lose my job over it. Yeah.
I don't know. I've been applying for my job with that thing, but I don't know how to inform you. I keep checking my emails. I don't know if they call you. I mean, I honestly don't know.
Well, I can check with Joyce and find out how it's done a little bit more if you want. I'll talk to Joyce or Wendy for you.
Sure,
I just didn't want to get involved with it.
Well, I got the election job.
Are you
going to
be
so
an inspector or a deputy?
They didn't specify yet.
Oh. You'd probably rather be a deputy than an inspector. Less money, though.
Let's see. I don't care. Just something new.
And since we're talking about the acting business, one more thing and then we're changing the subject. People magazine voted Jennifer Aniston is the most beautiful woman this year. I don't think she's that gorgeous.
I don't think she's that gorgeous.
I'm sort of a little surprised. I mean, she's attractive, but I don't think she's beautiful by any means.
Well, you know, beautiful isn't just beautiful. Beautiful is your personality. Beautiful is the way you carry yourself. Beautiful is the way you commute to people. And I don't see any problems with them qualifications. So that makes her beautiful. I mean, you get women that are beautiful, and they're like gavones. So what good is being beautiful and being a pig?
I just saw that and I thought, gee, I don't know. I was a little bit surprised.
I can't believe this. You know, years ago, I mean, when Elvis Presley passed away, there was a big stink. Well, he used drugs and he overdosed and everybody's making him out to be a god. I mean, I have a picture of Prince here and it says, he was royalty among artists. Oh, yes. Great example. Overdoses on drugs, and he's a perfect example of royalty. I mean, that's how this country is fucking crazy. Guy overdosed. Now, how about the poor John Smith that overdosed and was a great kid, always kept his word, respectable, worked hard, worked his ass off, but unfortunately it went to drugs. And, you know, he supported his mother, and he was an all-around great kid, but his only problem was drugs. When he gets a send-off, they ain't going to say how great he was. They're going to, you know, whisper, yeah, look at that fucking dope-fiend-ass bastard. Should have died 20 years ago.
Now.
Yeah, well, but I mean, people just, you know, I just don't know. They're a celebrity, you overdose, they make a monument of you.
Yeah.
You're the regular Joe Blow, overdose, they talk about you like you're a dog.
I'd rather hear stories like Buddy Holly dying in a plane rather than someone overdosing. You know, a great singer like that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. Do you have a Prince song?
Okie dokie. You want the number one song of the year?
Yeah.
All right, I got to get to the bottom here. I'm sort of stuck here. Hold on a second. Here we go.
Thank you.
guys had two more.
Lost it.
Yeah.
Well, we lost a very good entertainer. He was good.
Yep.
He was good.
Well, they talked about how interesting how he played every instrument himself. I think like 27 instruments. How talented he was and untaught. So I mean, they think very highly of him for that reason. You know.
Yeah, well,
I wasn't a fan years ago, so I didn't really listen.
Follow his stuff. Neither was I. You know what I was a fan of? I was a fan of Wonder Woman, Linda Carter.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, she looks bad. She looks so bad. She has so many cracks in her face. She looks like one of them puppets. You know them puppets made out of wood?
Oh, yeah.
That's how she looks.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? The long-legged TV series star. Well, she's going to be on Broadway now. Linda Carter. Bam! Yep. She was always... that was my girl. I liked her, man. Yeah, I liked her.
And I don't think we did anything with her. I don't think either of us did anything.
No, I never met her.
No.
Never met her.
So have you started your spring gardening, by the way?
No.
Spring?
Matter of fact, I have to clean my back patio so they could paint. So that's my next chore.
Today's Earth Day, you know. Today's Earth Day.
Well, you know, I'll tell you a story about Earth Day. I was in New York on 14th Street, and I happened to drink something. I ain't going to mention what I drank. But I drank something, and I threw the bottle in the bushes. And somebody came up to me and said, "Don't you know what today is? It's the first Earth Day, and you shouldn't be doing that. You should be ashamed." I said, "Get out of here, boy." Crack in the head with the bottle. And, wow, it's what, 40 years? How many years is Earth Day on now?
Oh, God, it's a good 40. I remember doing it in the 70s. I think it was the 70s.
So,
I don't know when it started.
Years,
I didn't look. I'll have to look and see.
I would say I was 18, 19 years old. I'm 66, so I say Earth Day started in the 70s. Early 70s.
In December, that was, no, it didn't say when the signing of it was.
It wasn't December, it was summertime.
But anyway, today is Anne, which means it's April Showers Day. And just to tell you, your little cousin Al up in Vero Beach is probably not at the beach today or should be leaving the beach because he's going to be hit with April showers very shortly. And so am I.
Really?
Yeah,
all
I
right.
think
okay.
I just showed the map. I think he's going to get hit around 8 o'clock.
Now, before we get hit with the rain, I will give you your horoscopes. Cancer.
Oh, better be good.
Try not to get too involved in other people's affairs today. That may be easier said than done. But once you are in a full moon, will make it hard for you to get out again.
Oh, it's a pink moon, too. It's a beautiful pink moon. Yeah.
Keep your distance unless you absolutely cannot say no. Try not to get involved in other people's affairs today. That may be easier said than done. But once you are in, the full moon will make it harder for you to get out.
No,
keep
I didn't
your
get involved.
Unless you absolutely cannot say no.
No, so, I did nothing. I was good today. I was
good. Good.
And what about you?
Okay, Scorpio, you must keep your head today, even when everyone else is running around. It's the end cause of current mayhem. You can be sure that the greater scheme of things is of no real importance. So in other words, matter of fact, I called my friend today. And I says, it's 2 weeks now. You're supposed to pick me up for coffee, hang out, bullshit for a while. I said, you're the guy that called me 2 weeks ago, telling me, yeah, this weekend I'll pick you up, we'll go out, we'll go have breakfast. And then he called Sunday and said he couldn't make it. All right. Then he called Monday and said, you know what, I'll pick you up this week if you don't mind. I said, yeah. So the first weekend went by, God bless you. The second weekend went by, God bless you. So I guess my horoscope's right. Well, why do people do that? Can't they just, like, hit you up on a computer and say, hi, how are you? How you been? Does it make them feel big or good to say, hey, I'm going to pick you up, man, bring you out to eat?
Yeah, it's just like when you move down to South Jersey, everybody said, oh, I'll come down and help. Oh, I'll come down and do the... Nobody does. Nobody came down. Remember?
Well, my doctor's son helped me. He helped me. Mm. Oh, yeah? No, I got to admit, a couple people, Ed Falco, and a couple people came by, brought me out for breakfast, you know. Talked to me, told me about the shore, you know, a little thing. No,
well,
I had a couple people, but
not the ones
that I expected.
Yeah, well.
Nobody even
Not one people asked me for Passover dinner tonight.
Well.
I thought that was weird.
Well. People are strange.
Yeah.
People are strange.
Okay,
that's one thing you could never figure out is people. Because people are seriously nuts. Their egos, their pride. They're seriously mentally ill. People are sicker than they know they are. The ones that are sick are the ones that don't think they are sick.
Well, you didn't hear the news when I first got on the phone with you tonight about the shooting in Ohio. 8 relatives were shot in the head. The killer, they think, is still on the loose. 8 members of the same family, but in 4 different locations. So they've been warning the other family members. Yeah, grisly killings. 7 adults and a 16-year-old. So they're warning everybody that's related to these people to be, you know, be safe. But that's the one I started to tell you about before we went on the air.
What's their name? I want to make sure I'm not related.
Well, they didn't give the name. It's in Southern Ohio, and Pike County Sheriff was on the television, so that's how I was hearing about it. But it's pretty heartbreaking to see all those people dead. They were all shot to death in the head.
Well, that goes to show you that somebody was mad about something. It was probably drug-related.
Well, maybe the family, I don't know. But it was all of the same family in 4 different houses.
Well,
kind of weird.
When they mess with the cartel kills your whole family.
Yeah, it's execution-style shootings, they're calling it.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Like my father always said, you don't get hit for nothing. Somebody did something. no matter how trivial it may you may think it is, when somebody did something to somebody, they just don't. People just don't shoot at people for nothing.
Well, and you'll probably see it on TV tonight because it's showing again now. But I don't have the sound on. I'm more interesting in the lion, in the tiger that killed the person at the Palm Beach Zoo. It's really sad.
Well,
she was like the cat whisperer.
Well, she got whispered all right.
Well, they haven't come out with reason yet.
You don't mess with any animal that is as big as you. And in that case, it's twice as big as you. Because sometimes they're not in the mood. People sometimes aren't in the mood to be talked to, and they go off on you. So you got to figure a lion can't tell you, hey, don't bust my balls. I got a toothache. He's just going to rip your head off.
Well, all I know is all they're saying so far is her neck was broken.
Well, that's the first thing that an animal goes for is your spinal cord. They sever it. Hey, who knows? He could have been jealous of her.
I don't know.
Was it a male or female?
Male. There are four Malayan tigers, three male and one female, and it was one of the male tigers.
Well, I would bet that she showed more attention to one of the other lions or tigers or whatever the hell they are.
Tigers.
And she showed more attention to the tiger. And the other tiger got jealous and killed her.
Well,
animals get jealous.
Well,
animals,
I know how jealous you are. Boy, oh boy, I thought you were going to kill Bob when he was at my house.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that one. Right?
Yeah.
All right, how about I put another song on? All right,
okay,
here's another one of Prince's song, okay? Here we go. This one is Let's Go Crazy.
All right.
Beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Oh no, let's go! You don't lie. The world is even here. Take a look around. At least you got friends. Please come on, lady. Oh, friendly world. Take up the phone, drop it on the floor. With all I heard. Tonight, let me hear you scream. We'll be right back.
Okay, Prince.
That was Prince. That was Prince. And I got one more. Yeah.
What happened to Kelly Ripa?
Oh, he quit. What's his name? The football guy. He quit and didn't tell her, and
Michael
she went nuts. Right, and he, I guess she's at the house, didn't even come into work the last couple of days. Something she's got. Look, he should have said something to her, for God's sakes. You know?
Yeah, I mean, she looked out for him. She took his, she took him under her wing. And she's a little girl. She's about 5 foot tall. Nice girl. I worked with her. And,
well, supposedly it was on air.
The chemistry
on air was faked, supposedly.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's a shame. Yeah, well, it goes to show you in the business, people step on your ass. I guess he got the opportunity for a better job. And he, like you said, should have told her, hey, look, you know what? I'm going to roll on. And I'm sure she would have gave him her blessings.
Well,
and
I have a hunch there's more to it that's on the other side of the coin. Not too nice. And he'll probably at some point come out with it. And she's not coming on again till Tuesday, I don't think.
Wow.
He moved to Good Morning America. He moved to Good Morning America. Good job there. You know?
Yeah. Well, if you ask me, they weren't really a good couple.
I thought they were kind of weird myself together. I didn't think they matched particularly.
No. He has a lot more to offer than her. She was good with Regis.
She's been on the show a long time.
Okay.
Hey, listen, a long time. A lot of money. Right?
Yeah.
A lot of money. So do you know my story of Passover?
No.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, here it is. Here's Passover.
Well, I don't want to hear a song about it.
Yep.
I guess I'll have to.
Easy.
Face up for cups go. Holy Moses, Egyptian gold. This one for family. The Haggadah, great masterpiece. Matzah, my roll. Eating it up at the Seder. Got kid alone with Saint Laurent. Said, I'll be coming for later. Here comes blood, oh red. Couple Moses, he's a magician. Frogs lies, on head. Wild beasts and hail, I said, so dark.
Where's Fred?
Let us go, Pharaoh's got no quest. Firstborn,
he did.
The Hebrews, let's start money, break it down. Jews wrote the hallelujah. Jews wrote the hallelujah. Jews wrote the hallelujah. Confess our phone, gon' give it to ya. Confess our phone, gon' give it to ya. Confess our phone, gon' give it to ya. Pass of the night and we're living it up. Fill it up before cups. With a man of Shevet, take a sip, lean your chest, yuckle it, get the stretch. Say four questions, the four sons, four cups, not too many. And we thank God for our freedom, heading to a land of milk and honey. Our freedom,
oh man,
gonna live my life the best way I can. Freedom,
we can
be the Jew in you to a hero, man. Freedom,
I am.
Say goodbye to those shackles and freedom. Break it down. Jews wrote the hallelujah.
Ooh.
Jews wrote the hallelujah.
Ooh. Shoes rope the hallelujah. Cause space like fun, gon' give it to ya. Cause space like fun, gon' give it to ya.
Okay, we learned about the Passover.
Yes, it's the liberation by God from slavery in Egypt and freedom as a nation under the leadership of Moses.
Okay, all right. Well, everybody knows about Moses.
Yeah, and one day I never did it. In all the years I've known you, I never did a Seder for you. One year I will.
Okay. For an eagle-eyed custom official had a new car thieves number, checking the VIN on a vintage 1981 Ferrari about to be shipped to Poland from the port of L.A., they found the VIN number on the Ferrari to be shipped to Europe 2 years ago. More digging revealed that the Ferrari really a $50,000 car was reported stolen in 1987 in Orange County, Florida, from a consignment lot. Wow. Holy shit. Could you imagine that? 1983, and it was stolen. That's a long time ago.
Yep.
It was stolen in 83. And it was transported in 87. Wow. Well, I guess that's why when they steal cars, they take them, they throw them into a warehouse, leave it there 20 years, like money in a bank, and then they sell them. Holy mackerel. Mackerel. Keep a car for 20. How do you like that bullshit? They're putting some girl to on a $20 bill.
Really, you like that?
I don't like it because they're taking Hamilton off, and Hamilton nice. Was the only president that balanced the budget in the history of the United States. Hamilton was the only one that balanced the budget, and he should not be taken off the bill.
And you don't like Tubman going on there, huh? Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, if I say something, then I'm a racist. If I don't say nothing, I'm better off. But I don't think that she deserves to be on a $20 bill. And the pressure for her to be on a $20 bill is because the white and black relationship in the United States now. So they'll stick anybody on. Put Aunt Jemima on it. We
yeah,
all like Aunt Jemima. I like Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Nice good pancakes. Put Aunt Jemima on it. Yeah, the syrup. Well, they got Aunt Jemima pancakes you know, dough. So, and Jemima makes that. So, I mean, I would think by her picture, you know, Aunt Jemima's got to be 100 years old. She was probably around before that other broad that they want to put on. But, I don't know. My Aunt Jemima vote. They, you know what? They should put it to vote for the people to vote on who should be on the money. We'd probably have Donald Trump on it, $100 bill.
Now they're talking about him having two personalities all day today. That's the new thing. That he has, he's going to be a totally different person.
Oh, well, of course, his people are talking to him, telling him to be cool, and that's it. I don't blame him. Yeah,
and when
cool.
you're on stage, people don't realize when you're on stage, you are a different person.
Yep. Well, I have no doubts that he is going to beat Hillary. He's going to get in the Republican nominee. He's going to get that. They're going to have to give it to him, otherwise it's going to be a riot. And when they give it to him, they're going to try to do something with Hillary to assure her to get in against Trump. But it should be a very interesting fight. But I strongly believe Donald Trump will get in. Whether it be a good president, who knows? But I like his ideas, and hope for the best, like we did with Obama. Nobody knew him. Nobody knew what he was about. They just voted for him because he was black, and they figured, well, he knows the plight of the working man, and he don't give a fuck about the plight of the working man. We found that out the hard way. So, we'll see. Donald can't be any worse. If I could use the word worse. I'm sure Donald will do his job and do it well. Yes, sir. He's a family man. He's a family man. His kids are involved. Everybody's involved in the big, you know, it'll be cool. We'll see. But I don't know. What do I know? People don't listen to me anyway. They don't listen to me. They think I'm crazy. Logisticare was supposed to reimburse me gas money for using my car to go to the doctor. They didn't. Now I got to write them a letter. And oh, man. What bullshit. But what do you expect? You expect bullshit. I don't know.
You want one more song?
One more song. What song would that be?
Prince, Darlin' Nikki.
Dial Nikki.
Darling.
Sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby. How'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw a little Nicky grind.
Everybody.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Talk to you.